Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. For nearly a decade, banks and credit card companies have been urging Congress to overhaul personal bankruptcy laws. So far, they haven't succeeded, but that may change this year. Marketplace's Matthew Algio joins us now. Matthew, why don't the banks and credit card companies like the bankruptcy laws we have in place right now?
Basically, they say right now it's too easy for people to avoid paying their bills by declaring bankruptcy. They say people who can afford to pay off their credit card bills and other loans are abusing the system by filing for bankruptcy. Ed Yingling is with the American Bankers Association. He says when that happens, the rest of us end up paying for it.
Fairly wealthy people with good incomes and assets can sometimes walk away without paying any of their debts when they can afford to pay some of it. That cost gets built back into the cost of credit and the cost of goods bought on credit.
So lenders like banks and credit card companies want Congress to change the laws.
And what kind of changes do they want?
Simply put, they want to make it harder for people to file for bankruptcy. Right now, the Senate is considering a bill that would impose a means test on people who file for Chapter 7 bankruptcy protection. Now, under Chapter 7, you can walk away from your debts after forking over a certain percentage of your assets. The bill would prevent people from filing for Chapter 7 if their income is above a certain level, maybe the median income for their state. That would prevent them from just wiping out their debts. Instead, they would have to work out some sort of payment plan with their creditors.
And I'm sure there are legislators on Capitol Hill who oppose these changes and have opposed them over the last 10 years. Who are they and what are they saying?
Generally, Republicans support the changes, and they get a lot of support from the companies that favor the changes, the credit card companies and banks. Democrats generally don't support the changes. They've been lobbied hard by consumer groups, which say the changes would be unfair. They might deny some people bankruptcy protection, even if their money problems are the result of something out of their control, like an illness or an injury. They also say credit card companies are partly responsible for many bankruptcies because of the way they aggressively market credit cards to people without fully explaining how interest rates and penalty fees can add up.
So what's happening with this bill? Does it have a chance?
Yesterday, the bill passed the Senate Judiciary Committee, so now it goes before the full Senate. Similar bills have been shot down in the past, but with Republicans having a strong majority in the Senate and controlling the House and the White House, supporters are pretty confident they can get this one passed. And Madeline, in the Marketplace newsroom today, we're looking into how the country's ski resorts are preparing for global warming.
Matthew Algio of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Matthew.
You're welcome.